the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl.
Well, perfect timing. The smoke has cleared out. And it's Friday morning. It's going to be hot today just to open up the weekend. It's game day. It's going to be 31 degrees today. You're going to need some sunscreen and to stay hydrated. Doesn't mean the province isn't still fighting off wildfires just because the smoke has kind of cleared out here. Crews in the north are continuing to battle and getting a little extra help today, as you heard there in the news with Kevin Martell. The feds shipping in around 300 military firefighters through the day and through tomorrow, too, to help out. But certainly, it's going to be a good weekend forecast in these parts here, too. Lots of small-town fairs and events on this weekend. In East End, if you're headed that way, it's Dino Days. I know many are on vacation, camping, waking up this morning at maybe Kenosi, Buffalo Pound, Rowan's Ravine. I hope you're having a good early morning coffee. Our very own Evan Bray is off today because he's headed home. Abernethy Hometown Fair is on today. We'll actually hear from the organizers. That fair is 100 years old, they tell me. And what's the appeal of a small town fair? I am a city slicker, born and raised in Regina. I've lived elsewhere. I've actually worked through radio in small towns, too, and I have a good idea what hometown fairs mean to many. Evan, in fact, was telling me that when he goes back, it's like it literally is everyone coming home for the weekend. Many plan their vacation around the Abernethy Hometown Fair. So where is the best small town fair in the province? Is it your community? You want to brag a little? Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. Certainly let me know if you have anything going on in your community this weekend, too, that you'd like to spread the word about. But, yeah, we are here getting ready for the big game tonight. We are going to have to monitor storm clouds rather than smoke tonight, though. And I say that only because Environment Canada's forecast says there's a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And this evening, it's going to be mainly clear, but a thunderstorm could roll through, too. It all comes from the daytime heating, as you might expect when you hit 31 degrees today, but we'll be monitoring that tonight over smoke. If you are going to the game tonight, you're encouraged to take a food bank item. Purolator Tackle Hunger Night is back, and you can donate and get a pick with the Grey Cup. And John Bailey of the Regina Food Bank, he's the CEO there, he said if you're not going to the game, you could still attend what they're calling a downtown dance party later this morning, 11 o'clock. Right on Scar Street.
The Grey Cup we set up at the party in the park, so people can go visit it there. And also, if folks can't make it to the game or they want to skip the line, there's also an opportunity from 11 to 1. We're partnering with the Good Morning Project, and Gaynor and the Grey Cup will be on Scar Street Mall, and folks can drop off food or make donations there and check out the Grey Cup in the morning as well. So there's party in the park or game time, and we can do the morning activation as well.
So there you go. Downtown dance party at 11 o'clock. Mr. Bailey there from the Regina Food Bank told me that Edmonton often tends to actually raise more food donations than any other football park in this Purolator promotion. So let's see if we could beat them on and off the field today. Cody Fajardo starting tonight. Grey Cup champ Belton Johnson standing by to tee up tonight's game with me in just a couple moments. But again, take a food donation or cash. Cash is really quite king at the Regina Food Bank. That way they can go looking for what they need, and you've done your good deed tonight, too. So tonight's game, it's certainly going to be packed. I was looking at Ticketmaster. There's a few thousand tickets left, but, man, I suspect now with the announcement of Cody Fajardo starting, there's going to be some good walk-up with a nice evening. July 25th, it's Christmas in July. That's the theme. In fact, I got an email yesterday from the Riders. Perhaps you did too, that was offering what they were calling a sleigh bell bundle. Buy three, get one free. No code necessary. They said it would be applied at checkout when you go to buy your tickets. So buy three, get one free. Will Santa be there tonight?
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey!
Bring them out, bring them out.
Game day in Saskatchewan, and tonight Edmonton is in town, and they're bringing out Cody Fajardo. And I can't believe it's taken 3 years, but our former quarterback reappearing to Regina, taking his first snap against the Green and White since leaving. It's either injury or the way it worked out, but this is going to be interesting. Tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff, our very own Grey Cup champ, Belton Johnson, here to tee it all up. Happy birthday, buddy. I know you had a big celebration this week.
Yes, I did, Greg. Thank you very much. It was a great time, I'm going to tell you.
Your family showered you with gifts and praise and honored you, I'm sure.
It did. My wife, she got me lots of gifts. I think I got one more gift coming today. And I said, dear, I don't need all of that. But it was much appreciated.
Well, hey, it is Friday night, but this is a family show, so I don't want to get into what she has planned there, okay? Hope she's celebrating a Rider victory with you tonight. It's Christmas in July. Today's the 25th. The Riders are using this as a theme. What sort of early Christmas present would you hope for tonight?
Oh, man, I just want to see the Riders, like, really finish off a team, Greg. And, you know, with the Riders there, you know, last week, first time I saw it this season where I saw so many big plays, right? You know, Harris to Dante Meyer, 30-yard, 50-yard touchdowns, right? And, you know, a 69-yard pass, 21-yard run by Ouellette. I want to see more of that. That's what they could give me tonight.
I hope they do. Yeah, you're right. Last game against the Lions, the score made it appear closer than it really was during that game. Let's face it. But you're right. Somehow they didn't really get the stranglehold on that game by no means either. So what's the key? Who has to show up the most tonight in your mind?
I think the for me, I want to see the O-line really show up again here, right? Like, yes, they had to bounce back. But, you know, just to make the running lanes there for Ouellette and just the pass protection and everything, right? It was solid last time. And I just want to, if they can continue to be solid that way, and I'm going to tell you, whoever's returning the ball tonight, it might be Mario, maybe he's back. I'd like to see some of the kickoff returns and punt returns go back as well.
What do you think Cody Fajardo is thinking tonight? It's unbelievable that it's taken this long for him to actually come to Mosaic and face this. Your thoughts on Cody tonight?
Well, I think he's going to want to come in here and win, right? The Elks, they're 1-4. I think they're desperate for a win, and they're trying to get that spark, right? That's why they're benching Trey Ford in hopes to bring Fajardo in the spark. And, you know, when he was a Rider, what was it, the sprinkle of Jesus, right? So so that's what the Elks, they're probably hoping that they get that version of Fajardo, but I just can't see that happening tonight. Although the Elks, they won the last two games in Mosaic there.
Okay, well, I hope our defense crushes them like corn dogs, like you crush corn dogs. I really do. Hey, but look at this. Last night at Calgary, the Alouettes walked in and stole one from the Stamp. So suddenly the Riders have a major opportunity to take first place in the West again, right?
Exactly, man. And, you know, if they can replicate what they did last week against the Lions, and that's what I'm looking for, Greg.
Okay.
I need the Riders to finish them off, man.
What's the score tonight?
I got the Riders winning 42-20.
42-20. You won domination. You forecast domination. I hope we get it, my friend. See you after the game. Of course, the Green Zone with Belton Johnson, Daryl, Jamie, and crew on the R3. Okay, so have a good evening, buddy. Enjoy the game.
Hey, have a good one.
I just got a text here at 1-877-300-7275 from Kathy. Yes, Kathy, good timing. She was saying, Greg, did you hear Chuck Mangione died? Now, he's a legendary jazz musician. He played the flugelhorn. He was a trumpeter and composer and became best known for this. It's called Feel So Good. Okay, believe it or not, this little number spent 25 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart back in 1978. 25 weeks! Peaked at number 4, but hey, for many, it was the first time we were ever hearing jazz music on the radio, quite frankly. And Throughout his six-decade career in music, Mangione received 14 Grammy nominations, won the award twice, and you may have seen him on King of the Hill on Fox, where he played a tongue-in-cheek version of himself. Here he is set to perform at a military funeral where he just couldn't resist. Hey, when you have one hit. Anyhow, Chuck Mangione. He passed away. We got notice of that right after I had heard that a wrestling legend and actor Hulk Hogan died of cardiac arrest, apparently. He was 71. Man, he helped make wrestling the multi-billion dollar business it is today. He was a wrestler movie star, because I'll never forget going to the old Capitol Theater to see Rocky III.
Balboa is really in pain.
No one can believe the superhuman strength of Thunder Lips. I'm the man.
Stop it, Lee!
You want this punching bag, Adrian?
Rocky!
Catch me!
That's incredible. Balboa is just eats clear into the fifth row.
I'll never forget watching Rocky III, the ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball. I love that line. And, of course, Hulk's feuds with Rowdy Roddy Piper, Andre the Giant, Macho Man, just legendary. And even after it seemed like his star would fade in the late 80s and early 90s, he jumped ship. He went from the WWF over to rival WCW, formed the New World Order once again, one of the hottest names in wrestling. And no other wrestler before him or since, aside maybe from The Rock, I think, is as recognizable around the world. But with a lot of his success came failure, too. And it was surprising to learn he lost it all at one point. Hulk, he talked about it. This is November 2010, A&E special, Finding Hulk Hogan.
Everything is a fight for me. I lost my family financially. I got destroyed. Everything I ever saved, I lost because of a bunch of situations, you know. Even though the divorce is over, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Now I'm not a millionaire now, that's for sure.
That was 2010, but 6 years later, he would win a settlement of more than $30 million in damages because a friend who had shared a sex tape without his permission, and it was all over the tabloids, it led to a big, complicated court case, and in the end, he walked away with more than $30 million. So in a weird way, the Hulkster, he does leave a complicated legacy, right? For everything he was to professional wrestling, some would say he was an equally horrible, lousy person, right? There was racism caught on tape. Tabloids posted audio of Hogan using the N-word while complaining about his daughter, Brooke, dating black men. And like many other wrestlers, there was steroid abuse in the early days. Stories of burying talent with his power. You would think for many that would overshadow any of the success of Hulkamania, right? But hey, in the end, I can't deny he's probably the most famous pro wrestler who ever lived, and more people paid to see him perform over the course of his career than I think any other. A lot of great memories. None bigger for me, yes, I was a fan, than WrestleMania 3 when he lifted Andre the Giant for the body slam. That was monumental. Hulk Hogan, gone at the age of 71. Man, what a tough week, right? Ozzy, Theo Huxtable, Malcolm Jamal Warner, all gone within a week. With the Hulk now, and if you were alive in the 80s, you may have never understood the cultural significance of those three, but for all of us who were there, it's a pretty sobering reality that life is pretty precious.
Is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land.
All right, I know you're thinking, Greg, what are you playing this for? Well, it's for getting into the spirit of tonight's Rider game, because it's the 25th of July, 5 months outside of Christmas, and that's the theme tonight if you're going to Mosaic. Cody Fajardo making the start. I'm really surprised the Riders, they fell short on one angle of this. I think that in all the emails, like I got one yesterday, it's Christmas in July. Here's a sleigh belt bundle. Buy three, get one free. No code necessary. The deal is applied at checkout. So that's a good deal. I just thought they should have, you know, crossed, put a big X over the Elks and put reindeer instead. Really get in on this theme. But hey, July 25th, Christmas in July, Mosaic Stadium, and I've heard from the riders, too, who sent me a Christmas present earlier in the week. Thank you very much, Ariel and the crew there. Lovely hats and some socks. It was like Christmas opening up this. I hear they're going to have Santa Claus visit tonight. And you know that every December I use my direct line to the North Pole leading up to Christmas to let your kids talk to Santa. So I thought maybe I'd call Santa right now, check in, and talk about the game before he arrives tonight. Let me see if it works. I'm hopeful that this phone still works in the summertime. I know it does just before Christmas as we go to the North Pole. Santa, are you there? What the?
Good morning, Greg.
Santa, is that, are you at the beach?
I am at the beach, Greg. I have the phone forwarded from the North Pole to the beach so I can still take calls.
Well, everyone needs a vacation, I guess. I can understand that. Santa, it's Christmas in July. The Riders are celebrating tonight. Where are you? What beach?
I'm in your neck of the woods, Greg. But I don't want to give it away because that would be a wee bit too much information.
Oh, there's a hint there. Wee too beach? I didn't say that. Santa Claus, will you make it in time for the game tonight?
I will be there, Greg. I'm trading in my boots for sandals. I'm going to have bells on with my Bermuda shorts.
Sandals and Bermuda shorts, Santa. I can't wait to witness that. How happy have you been with quarterback Trevor Harris, Santa?
Oh, Trevor's been really good this year for Saskatchewan. I hope he can keep the play up because, oh boy, they're fun to watch.
Wouldn't it be fun, Santa, if the Elks start Cody Fajardo? There's word that he may be the starting quarterback.
And that'll be the first time the Riders have played Cody since he came back to Saskatchewan. So it'll be something else to see that. The fans will be excited. I'm sure Cody will be excited. But, Greg, I got to tell you, I think they'd have a better chance of winning if they used the reindeer instead of the Elks.
So I don't think I've ever heard Santa say anything bad about anyone, and I'm not asking you to now. But who's the better quarterback, Trevor Harris or Cody Fajardo?
Oh, that's a tough one. They're both really good guys, but this year I'm going to have to go with Trevor. He's on a mission out there.
I agree with you, Santa Claus. Hey, Santa, what's extra special about tonight's game?
Greg, I'm going to call this the second most wonderful time of the year to Christmas.
How come?
Well, it's Purolator Tackle Hunger Night for one, so bring a food bank item, and you might even get to see the Grey Cup up close.
That is super cool. Santa, I really appreciate... Hey, we're starting to lose contact. Even from the beach, we're losing contact. Santa, can't wait to see you at the game tonight.
See you tonight, Greg.
Wow. I can't believe we managed to get hold of Santa on vacation. Forward the phone from the North Pole to the beach. It's genius. A few thousand tickets left. Check it on Ticketmaster. It looks like this is going to be a party in the park ahead of it with the Purolator Tackle Hunger. Chance to witness the cup up close and then the big game itself. Who you got? Belton Johnson earlier told me he thinks the Riders going to whip him 42-20. 1-877-300-7275. Who do you think wins tonight?